This is Hannah Brim, and I've never done the prayer call, so I appreciate your patience with me. There's a lot of, like, little numbers and stuff that I have to enter in to mute all of everyone so we can all hear. So I appreciate y'all's patience with me, and we're only 5 minutes past, so everybody could join in. And anyway, I just have some things on my heart, as you guys know, or if you don't know what happened in Pittsburgh with the 11 people that, Jewish people that died in the synagogue, the shooting that took place in Pittsburgh. My heart has been in that in prayer, just focused not just on what happened in that city, but also all over. I just believe this is the Israel prayer call, just to lift up the Jewish people in America and just all over the world, because I don't believe that, that there's it's not just against those people in Pittsburgh, but it's an attack on just the whole Jewish community, and we just need to lift them up. Anyway, first of all, as my grandmother's been teaching about in 1 Timothy 2, that we lift up our leaders and pray for our leaders. And so I know y'all do that, and I just appreciate you guys just being just faithful to tune in on Wednesdays, wherever you're from, whatever state you're from, and then just appreciate your prayers that they are making tremendous power made available. And also, your prayers are so important in your nation, wherever you're from, in America or another nation, just to encourage you guys that that there's power in prayer, and I know y'all know that, but and that there's no distance in prayer. You know, just because you're not close to someone in the spirit, there's no separation. There's no distance in your prayers. You can be in one state, and your prayers affect a whole other nation. So this is just awesome how we can all come together and unite wherever we're from and pray in one accord. And so I'm just honored to be on this prayer call with y'all. But like I said, I have had it on my heart what happened in Pittsburgh, and also to keep in prayer over the elections that are coming up Tuesday, and that we just we want God's people in place. It's so important that the people in office whom God selects. I was just in Washington, D.C. with my grandmother and my aunt Shelley, and we were in Washington. I'm sure she's talked about this with you guys. But for me and my own personal prayer life, it was a wake-up call to be more aware, no matter my age, how young, or where you're from, that we need to really, we're responsible to pray in the right people in office, and that it's really important right now for the nation. It's important for America. It's important for all nations, and it's important for a generation that we have the right people in office, and especially with the with what's going on and the judges and the right people that are in position. And of course, I want to pray with you guys, but also I had some scriptures that were on my heart. Isaiah 56:7 talks about being houses of prayer to all nations, and we are the house of prayer. As Jesus, when he came into the earth and he shed his blood so that God could live inside of us, so we could have the Holy Spirit, that we become the houses of prayer wherever we're at, wherever, whatever city that you're at, wherever you live. If you have Jesus in your heart, which I'm sure everyone on this phone line does on this prayer call, but your house of prayer in your city, your house of prayer wherever you go, your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And I'll just read it in Isaiah 56, verse 7. And we know our Jesus had used this scripture in the New Testament when he got mad at the people that were in the temple selling things, and then they were in the the outer courts, but they got over into the inner courts of the temple, to the holy places of the temple. And Jesus said, was angry when he got angry because of they were treating lightly the temple of God, because he said, don't you know that this is a house of prayer, that you're a house of prayer to all nations? Isaiah 56:7, it says, for my house, I'll read it in the Amplified, it says, all these I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful on my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. And so we're the temple of God, the temple of the Holy Spirit. Like I said, Jesus came, his blood shed so the Holy Spirit could live inside of us, and that we become this house of prayer. Amen. We are a house of prayer over America. We're houses of prayer wherever we go, in our city, in our state, in our nation. That means that we pray at all times. It says watch and pray. We watch with these elections, what's going on, what's happening. In America, we're responsible for what we see, you know, what I mentioned about Pittsburgh, those things that are happening, those attacks. I just really believe that obviously it's the enemy, but just right before these elections, just that, you know, the enemy is not happy of what God's doing, because that America is being used to help the nation of Israel and to be a catalyst of what God is doing for this awakening. And I really believe that has to do with a tie concerning Israel and America stepping in together and taking their place. And so, let me look at my time. I'm doing good at time. And so, we do first of all. So we first of all are called, and 1 Timothy 2 says, first of all, to pray for all the kings and those who are in leadership. And so we just lift up wherever state you're from, your senators over your state. We just lift them up. If you know them, if you don't, I just encourage you. I'm sure you all are aware of who stands where over your state. But if you're not, I just encourage you just to really deep in prayer, just seek God, especially before this election coming up on Tuesday this next week. It's just really important that we step it up in our watching over our cities, because God, to pray for our senators, because God put us as watchmen over the wall, that we're watchmen over our cities where we live. Like Mimi talks about, we have authority wherever we live. And so over the city that you are, you're a watchman. And so we're called to watch and pray, and as houses of prayer to this nation, to America, and wherever nation you're from. And so also I'm going to read Ezekiel 22:30, and we had read this, Pastor Lynn Hammond and Brother Kenneth Copeland had read this scripture talking about praying over America and praying over the elections. And so I'm just going to read it right now. Ezekiel 22:30, God is speaking. He says, I searched for a man among them who would build up the wall and stand in the gap before me for the sake of the land, that I would not destroy it. But I found no one. And obviously that's Old Testament. And then in the Amplified it said, not even one. So it says God was searching for someone, a man or a woman, who would build up a wall and stand in the gap. And that's what we're doing, amen, as intercessors, as prayers, as sons and daughters of God. We're standing in the gap for these elections, for America, for our city, for our nation, for Israel, that God has his plan, that God has his purpose, and, you know, in our leadership, that God has his plan in these elections, that he has his way, that the right people are in the position that God has ordained for them to be. And so we just, so I had that scripture, Ezekiel 22:30 on my heart, that we are standing in the gap, and this is very important, like I said, because the election or the that people vote, that people vote, and so every vote matters, every vote counts, and that they see clearly. And so if you know someone that's not able to get to the polls or that maybe needs a ride, you know, just ask the Lord, just or anyone, if they need a ride to the Tuesday to vote. Just ask the Lord if there's anyone that you could bring, because it's so important your vote, that people vote, and we're responsible just as much as our praying. We're responsible in our voting, and so we're gonna just through the blood of Jesus. We're gonna pray, and we thank you, Father. Ephesians 1:17, Lord, that our eyes are flooded with light, that we see and we know by your Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that you are giving us the spirit of wisdom and understanding and the knowledge of you, that we know the hope of your calling and the exceeding greatness of your power to us who believe. The same Spirit which you raised and wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead, seated him at your own right hand in the heavenly places. And we thank you, Lord, that that's far above all principality, power, might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age and this world, but also in that which is to come, that you've quickened us because of your mercy, because of your love, that we're raised up with you. I'm just reading the Ephesians prayers, just citing them out of my heart, that we're raised up with you, and that we pray from a position through the blood of Jesus, that we come through that precious blood. And we thank you, Lord. What a privilege we get to pray. We get to pray over America. We get to pray over the elections. We get to pray over that which you purpose and plan for this time. For such a time as this, just as you've called Esther into the kingdom, Lord, that you've called every man, every woman, every young person, every person for this time, that they are their age and their city for such a time as this, that it is not an accident. But Father, and every person that can hear my voice, everyone that's on this phone call, Father, for such a time as this, that you have called us to pray at this hour for our nation, for America, and for Israel. And we thank you, Lord, for the utterance by your Spirit. And we thank you, Lord, we will be that woman. We will be that man. We will be that person that will stand in the gap, that you are searching for those that will stand in the gap for their land. And, Lord, we stand in the gap for this, the righteousness of America and the blood that's been shed over this nation, for the freedom of walking with you in the foundation of this nation. And we just, so wherever you are, just pray in the Spirit, lift up your voice to God, as there is no separation in the Spirit. And so we just thank you for utterance by your Holy Spirit, Lord. Father, I just thank you for President Trump. Father, I thank you that he sees and he knows by your Spirit, Lord, that you have given him the wisdom, heaven, not man's wisdom, but heaven's wisdom on every decision that he makes. And we thank you, Lord. And we just thank you for strength, supernatural strength, by your Spirit, not by his might, but by your Spirit, that he is quickened. President Trump is quickened in his inner being, in his inner man, yes, by the Spirit. And we thank you, Father. Sombro costombreke, istera posombe, isto, to just pray in the Holy Spirit wherever you're at. As we lift up our voice, ki broste braste beste, izodovra daze gele mando stande, and we just hold the precious blood over all the borders of America. Father, every border, we plead the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that there will be no attacks between now and the election day. In the name of Jesus, we just plead the blood of Jesus over every city, over every poll, every place that's going to hold for the voters to come. We plead the precious blood of Jesus, that the safety of every person who votes in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that it's covered in the blood of Jesus. Father, that in every city, for every person, for every voter that comes to vote, Lord, for their protection, for their safety, through the blood of Jesus. Lord, that you will open their eyes as they vote, Lord, that they will be enlightened by your Spirit in every place, Lord, for every position, every leader, Father, that they are in the right place in the name of Jesus, that they, that for this nation, Lord, that every person is in the place that you have assigned, that you have called, in the name of Jesus. Ishtom brangash te mene nisa namoronda, en umbra kare mene masondova le kinina, en musola maiete shakira baiete. And we thank you, Lord, that you are ministering angels, sent forth. We just sent forth ministering angels on the behalf of all for the election day and for all that takes place. And we just speak peace. We speak your peace over this nation. Father, all those people, those families, Lord, that were affected in Pittsburgh, the Jewish families, Lord, we just lift them up right now to you, that the God of comfort comfort them, Lord, and the families, and just all the Jewish people, Lord. We just speak peace in Jesus' name, that there's just no fear in any way of that would be tolerated over this nation, any anti-Semitism in the name of Jesus that would try to raise its head in Jesus' name. We, in Isodora Maka, you cannot operate. You have no place. We give you no place over this nation. In the name of Jesus. And all that you have spoken, Lord, that you have ordained, that you have preordained for this time. And your people. And in a mover a man the negation, a man the negation, man dege. In a man brodos, a man the negation. Lord, we just make much of that precious blood. We make much of that blood over every position, over every person in leadership. Ishta kora pasa deshtem bon de levene. Father, I thank you that your church is rising up, that she, the body of Christ, is rising up to pray like never before for America, to pray, and that she is being awakened to the call of Israel, to the call of the nation of Israel, that your body, the body of Christ, that she is no longer ignorant to the call of Israel, and the Imosanda, that you have called Israel, and that you have called America, and that you have called them to you work together, and Lord, I thank you that you are ministering, Father, just the pastors, that they are not ignorant in their community of Israel, and the importance of the people. Ishtemosan, that they are rising up, Lord, that their eyes are opening up to see that there's no more deception concerning the Israel and the Jewish people in the name of Jesus. No more in the name of Jesus. No more separation in Jesus' name. Any more song that they're responsible. They're responsible. That all the pastors and that as a body, Father, the leaders, I thank you for the spiritual leaders and Mombroste as well as our natural leaders, Father, that you've called spiritual leaders in the body and in Nishtombrode, that they are aware, that they are not ignorant, but they are aware of what is happening, what is going on concerning the nation of Israel and what your word says. And the name, and that they see it with their eyes, Lord, that their eyes are open to see the truth of the word. And Lord, I just thank you. I thank you for all that you have called for this time. Father, I thank you for the elections, Lord, that is that even as we leave this call, that you just, this next week, this coming week and this weekend, that you stir in our heart to pray over the election and over the voting and all those that are involved, Ishte Broste, and the leadership of America. That the right people are in position. That the right people are in position. In the name of Jesus. Father, that you stir in our heart, even if it's in the middle of the night, to pray for the people in position, for the leadership in position over this nation, over America, over our cities, over the states. The right senators, the right people in office. That there will be no attacks of any sort in Jesus' name. That I thank you, Father, for just a clear path, a straight path. That those level places are straightened out. That those crooked places are straightened out, as it says in Isaiah, that those roads, Father, that those spiritual roads that are straightened out, that those pathways are straightened out, Father, for your plan and for your purpose and for your glory to be manifested through in Jesus' name, that there will be no hidden agendas, no anything that would distract or hinder in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. We thank you that for clarity. I thank you, Lord, for the spirit of clarity. The spirit of clarity over the over the leadership, over every person that votes in the name of Jesus on Tuesday. That there's a clear path, a mind, Father, as they vote. And we just thank you, Lord. I'm watching my time, and I could just keep going, but we just stay in this place as we pray throughout the week. We just stay, as I said, we're houses of prayer. It doesn't just have to happen in church. It doesn't just have to happen on the prayer call, as y'all know, but wherever we are, in the car, grocery shopping, picking the kids up, running errands, we just stay in this connection of prayer, and also keep in prayer. My grandmother and aunt are heading to Israel today. Actually, they will be going to the airport, so we just keep them covered in prayer as they go to Israel, and for such a time as this, at this time and that we're in. And so I know y'all will be praying, and just encourage you as the Lord has stirred up in my heart the importance of the elections, and that we stay in a heart and an attitude of prayer, as we always are, but we're just continually watching and praying before Tuesday, and during Tuesday, just the protection over all the people who vote, and just keeping a watch in the spirit, just watching and praying concerning all the voting that's going to take place. And just thank you all so much for joining in today. And it was an honor to be on this prayer call with you. And we just keep, amen, we just keep going, we keep pressing in, and you are a house of prayer to all nations, and you're a house of prayer for your city, for your state, wherever you are, for your family, Your prayers are matter. Your prayers count as we pray in faith. We pray in faith, not in doubt, but we're praying in faith that the Holy Spirit, that God is working through these prayers and that He is able to move in behalf of our nation and also in behalf of Israel. And so I thank you all for joining in and pray that you have a wonderful rest of your week. And just like I said before, I will just reemphasize, just keep a watch. I just believe we need to just keep watch in our praying before Tuesday over the voting, just as the Holy Spirit leads us and just being sensitive to His leadings when we are praying. Amen. So I thank you all again, and you have a wonderful day.